the Saturday Light Brigade. Once a month, at minimum, we like to bring together people who became family as a result of a relationship that was forged by Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And today is no exception. And it's going to be fun for you to meet John A. and John A.'s sister, Susan. And today they're here from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. I'm going to start with you, John A. Tell me about yourself, please.
My name is John A. Harris. I'm from Pittsburgh, Bashir. I'm 16. And me and Susan, I asked her to be my, like, on-land mentor.
Well, that's terrific. So you met through Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yeah.
And first of all, tell me a little bit more about yourself. What do you like to do?
I like to sing, dance, and be with my friends.
And in terms of singing, are there particular types of music that you like singing? Gospel or rock or just any kind of singing?
Any kind.
Well, that's good. How about dance? Any styles?
I did jazz for like a year or two. And then I did like African dancing. And I do hip-hop dancing.
Excellent. And you're in 10th grade at Bashir.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduating?
Go to college.
Great. Are you following the Pittsburgh Promise?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you get tired of people asking you that? I hope not. I always like to ask because I think it's such a great thing. If you live in Pittsburgh and go to Pittsburgh Public Schools, and if your grades are where they should be, you can get quite a bit of money to help pay for college. And in fact, talking off air very briefly with your big sister, Susan Stauber, who's here, you're a former teacher.
Yes.
And I saw your eyes light up when I noted the Pittsburgh Promise. That's a great deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Jonae has been working really hard these past 2 years that we've been matched. Although I want to say I was John A's mentor in junior high. And after she was leaving junior high, she asked me to be her big sister. And I was just so honored because I never expected it. But John A and her mother and I are really, the three of us work together to make sure that John A is getting the best grades she can, which, John A, you want to say how your grades were this time?
I got honor roll again.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. That's not easy to do either.
Right. This, she got honor roll at the end of last year, and then she got honor roll this first grading term, so we're really proud of her.
What class do you find the hardest?
Health.
Really?
Yeah, because he's really strict. And, like, when you come in late, he'll give you the work and he'll tell you. But then you're on your own afterwards. And then he's, like, a fast. Like, he'll do the slides and stuff real fast. And then we ask him to go back. He's like, I'll go back afterwards. But, okay.
That's interesting. It can really depend on the teacher and what his or her methods are. What class do you find most easy, or at least the one that you seem to be able to get really quickly?
World history.
Interesting, because I always found history really hard. Health, I didn't. To me, math and science were always the ones that I could do really easily in, or at least that spoke to me, but history was always hard because I felt like I had to memorize lots of stuff. Who else is in your family?
My little sister, Sanaa, she has a mentor, but she's getting a new one because her mentor is leaving.
Aw.
And then I have another little sister, Tania. She has a mentor, Natalie.
And how does a mentor help you? There are lots of kids that aren't lucky enough to have a mentor. Can you explain a little bit how it all works?
Okay. When I first got my mentor, Susan, I didn't talk to her a lot. I didn't talk to her at all. And when I start getting used to her, it was like my eighth grade year, I really started talking to her. I had a family death thing in my family. So I didn't talk to anybody. But when you have a mentor, you should talk to them and not say anything. They're supposed to help you in different ways. So my advice, if you have a mentor for your first year, you should tell them about yourself and not things that's going on, in your friend life or whatever. You should talk to them about yourself so they can know who you are. And that's it.
That's really, really good advice. It's a little scary to open up to somebody that you've never met before, and it takes time to feel comfortable doing that, I think. And especially if you have, issues of grief, and if you're recovering from a big change in your life, that can be hard too. But it sounds like what you're saying is, it's okay to take the time, but the best way to get through it is just to do it and to start talking with your mentor. Susan, do you have any reflections on your first meeting and the time you spent together?
Well, when we look back on it now, we laugh about it because it was her sixth, seventh, really 3 years of on-site mentoring at South Hills Middle School. And it was a 45-minute half-hour session, and she would just basically sit there and look at me. And there was Gina from Big Brothers and Sisters who were organizing this. Gina kept saying to me, "Don't give up, don't give up." And I knew there had to be more to Jeanne than just the pretty face and the smile. So I didn't give up, and then it wasn't until that last day when she asked me to be her big sister. And I was a little concerned then about that because I knew she hadn't been talking to me. But I think Jeanne had, her mother had been encouraging her more and more and more to open up. And then once Jeanne did open up and let me hear her story, she and I became, I think, a lot closer. And now, when we're out together, we talk about school, we talk about boys, we talk about home, and how moms can get on your nerves sometimes. And we've become very close.
That's very close. Good. What made you want to be a mentor?
Well, I was an elementary teacher for 32 years. And I retired early in 2001. And I always just missed being around children. So I got on the website Pittsburgh Cares. And that's where I found the mentoring program through Big Brothers and Sisters. And I just wanted to, work with children once again. And I knew I did, elementary, I was past that. I was done with that. And I thought it would be really interesting to see if I could work with a teenager. And it's worked out really well.
Jeanne, what are some of your favorite things to do with Susan?
We talk about how I'm going to leave for after high school. So we go out to like different stores, and she asks me, "What would you have in your house when you leave your home, your mom's house?" So I pick out different things, and she said, "That's really interesting. That's different. You wouldn't see that in a house." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm different from a lot of reasons, because we go to different stores, and I pick out things that I was like, I would want that in my house, or I would want that in my home, or whatever." And she's like, "That's weird. You never see that in a house. You really never see
Give
that in a house."
Give me an example of something.
Like, I seen this vase. It was a weird looking vase, where it looked like water was going inside of it. And like, you never see that in a house. I said, "I would want that in like my kitchen or something." She was like,
"And Susan says, I don't see that."
We do have different tastes, definitely. In fact, we've done many other things besides go shopping, but it's kind of funny because Janae will remind me that, you know, what I'm looking at is like not hip, you know, like this is not cool. So, but we have done, I think the neatest thing we've done together is we did the fashion show.
Oh.
At Carlo, which was really a big step for Janae to get up there in front of people.
You were in it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you meant you went to it. What did you model?
Dresses.
Oh, my gosh. I could never, well, I could never do it with men's clothes either. But, I mean, I would feel really funny doing that. How did you feel about it?
I was really nervous. It was just, I'm not used to a lot of people.
Yeah, I would feel the same way. I'd be very nervous about it. But you liked it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's great. What advice would you give to people? I mean, one thing you mentioned was opening up or at least talking quicker. Do you think you were kind of stubborn about it?
Yeah, I was.
Susan just looked. Susan said, "Uh-huh." Well, it's tough. I think a lot of people dig their heels, and adults do too. You know, regardless of circumstances. So are there other bits of advice you would give in addition to opening up quicker and kind of getting over it?
Like I said, it's like you should talk more. Even if you went through my situation, like with grief and things, you don't have to talk right away, but you should still talk. And I didn't talk at all. I didn't talk, like, one bit. I would just look at her. Just, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How is your relationship with your mom or with your sister, has it changed as a result of Susan?
Not really. But me and my mom, we have our ups and downs. And me and my sister, since she lost her mentor, I tell her she could do it like till she get her new mentor and whatever. So she looks like my little sisters, they look up towards me, where mm-hmm. I think they should do the right things and not the wrong, because there are a lot of kids my age that have little siblings and they show them the wrong thing, like drug habits or doing drugs or alcohol or getting pregnant at a young age. And that's, like, you shouldn't do that. That's not cool till you get grown and out your parents' house. Like, I don't think that's right.
I think you're a great role model, not only for people younger than you, but for your peers as well. It takes a lot of courage to say those things and to be that open. And I know I have friends that go to Brashear, and I know it's been a rough few weeks for the community at Pittsburgh Brashear as well. And I hope you're heading towards some recovery. There are things getting a little better at school.
Yeah, it is. But it's hard for me. One, because the one was shooting was, like, my best friend. And, like, it was weird because he was a good person. He was quiet. He didn't talk about his, like, personal life, his personal life or anything to me. But he was just a good friend to me. And before he even did any of that things, those things, like, he walked me to my bus because I was going home. And when I got on the bus, he said, "I'll be okay." I said, please don't do anything stupid because I feel you're going to do something really stupid. So he went back to the school. He said he was going to walk his friend home. I was like, okay. And he didn't say anything about he dropped out or any of those things. He just said, "I'll be okay." I was like, okay. And then my friends and my mom, they called me. They was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, why wouldn't I be okay? Because there was a shooting at Bashir. What? There was a shooting at Bashir.
So you had just gotten out of school,
yeah,
and you're being told this by telephone, and you're probably closer to where that happened, but you didn't know about it, it sounds like.
I didn't know any of these things. I didn't know anything. It was like, I walked in the house, I sat down, got back up, did my homework. My mom called me, "Are you okay? Why wouldn't I be okay?" She's like, "There was a shooting at your school." Okay. "What? There's a shooting?" Like, I didn't know any of it. It's like, okay, I'm fine. Nothing happened to me. Then my friend called me. My friend Erica, she called me. She was like, "Johnny, AJ was in the shooting." "What?" I just told him not to do anything stupid. He said he was going to be okay.
That's, first of all, I think it's good to talk about it, and I'm glad you're talking about it here so other people can hear it, too. You sure did the right thing by encouraging him and trying to, help him as best you could. And it sounds like he had a lot of troubles.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're okay. Do you feel safe at school now?
Yeah. The school should feel safe now because all the police that we have in our school and stuff.
And this all happened outside of school property, but it's still really scary. And I know how, I think one feeling you might have had, John A., is there are times when I get so wrapped up in doing things. You know, we're in a lower level here, no windows or anything, and I'll be all wrapped up in doing something, and then I'll go home and I'll find out that there was a plane crash or something else. That's like, it puts it all in perspective. All of a sudden, I realize I was kind of in my world, and I had no idea that something else like that was going on.
Yeah.
And it's a really strange feeling. It sounds like you're a really good friend, too, to not just AJ, but lots of people. And I see Susan nodding her head again.
Oh, yeah. Jonae, really, the friendships that she has now did not develop until she was last year, freshman. When she was at South Hills, she was a loner.
Mm.
And but now she has some good and crazy friends. but I just want to say, too, that Jonae has taught me that having taught in a predominantly white school district, I never really understood what, you know, like Jonae and her classmates and her peers have to face daily at school, at home. It's really, I mean, you watch it on TV and you know, you you understand what's going on. But just like Jonae and AJ, because I mean, she talked about AJ all the time. And then when I talked to her after this, and she said that was AJ that was the shooter, it was, I just can't imagine how I could have gone through anything like that when I was 16. So I just, you know, I want her to know that, like you said, she's strong, she's a special person, and that she can, you know, talk to me about anything, and she's a, you know, really a special young lady.
Yeah, you're the kind of person I would want to have as my friend if I were in high school, and you remind me of some of my friends. Just, you strike me as somebody who's very reliable and is always in your corner. You always have people's back when they're friends of yours. So yeah. I want to thank you both for coming down. And Cheryl, anything new at Big Brothers that we should know about?
Well, actually, there is. Oh. Today, actually, in a couple hours, we're going to be celebrating a big kickoff partnership with the YMCA. And they are actually offering our matches free memberships for them to take advantage of a Y of their choice to go and do healthy, fun things together for free. So
that's
awesome. Yes, so we're very excited about this partnership, and we're going to kick it off down at the Thelma Lovett Y in the Hill. And after we have our little formal ceremony, then we'll have a basketball challenge and dodgeball, and just to show matches what they can do. Because when the winter months are coming, it becomes hard to find things to do, and this is a great opportunity.
That's really great. So you like dance? If you're looking mm-hmm. for a dance studio, mm-hmm. Do you go to a Y at all, or use a Y?
After this, we are going to
yep,
the Y.
Yep, so. Coming on down.
Excellent. Well, I also I have a radio patch for you as a
Thank
memento.
You.
And we always give folks, you're a little older, but you mentioned you have sisters, though, a pass to the Children's Museum. There are things for older people here. Our make shop, especially upstairs, has, there's an industrial sewing machine. There's soldering where you can actually make electronic things. And you can use that anytime between now and the end of the year. If you don't use it before the end of the year, let us know, and we'll find a way to renew that for you. They actually haven't printed new ones yet here at the museum. You can learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh at bbbspittsburgh.org. And I'll turn again to Susan and Jonae and ask if there's anything else you'd like to add.
I would just like to say thank you for having us here. And if there is anyone out there who has ever just had a little thought about being a big brother or big sister, please look into it. It's a wonderful, rewarding experience. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. And Jonae, anything else to pass along?
Yeah, she took everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should just look into it. It's a good program.
Thank you for being here today. I really enjoyed talking with you and hearing everything you had to say. Thanks. And Cheryl, congratulations on the new program.
Yep. Hey, we're very excited.
And you can learn more again at bbbspittsburgh.org. 1102, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with...